Satnam, everybody, and welcome to Shakti Activation Transmissions, Tantric Transmissions with the Master. So today we have an important topic that we started last week, which is we started talking about the Waman, the light of the woman. So when you're in that exalted state, when you become a Waman, a woman that's emitting light, a being that's emitting light, for all the guys too, we both have the male and the female, although Yogi Bhajan talks about women having that extra arc line, which is the line, the light between the two breaths. So a woman has that ability for a double projection, and the man has the ability for projection also. So we're continuing on our subject of the Waman, the ecstatic light of the mind, and how we can emit that into the field to penetrate. Yeah, I'm hearing kind of some noise. I think somebody does need to start check. I'm not sure if it's somebody driving or something. Good. Okay, yeah. So if you want to say something, you can just unmute. But I think for right now, good. Thank you. Yes, so what the Master's been working with us on is what he's basically telling us is that the soul is this infinite body of light, which is us, which we all have, or we wouldn't be here. And what is his main underscore message is that we are the director of the light of our soul. So what, you know, he was talking with me today about was how religions, and he was talking about the different yugas, and also I think everybody knows this, but it is his birthday week. His birthday is August 26th. So we're celebrating the birth of the Master this week, and of course every day, but just probably everybody knew that. But if you didn't, happy birthday to the Master. He's smiling. He's saying he'll have a birthday cake for him. He said he liked his birthday cakes. It's funny. Okay, so what the Master was talking about is that when the religions came in and people were taken away from their connection with the Mother, with the Earth, which was the true religion, the true inspiration came with each breath. With each breath of life, with each experience being part of life on the earth, part of the Mother. And I'm looking outside right now at some bushes that are outside my window, and I saw these little birds. They were just playing in the bushes. So when you can draw inspiration from the breath of life and feel that connection with every breath, feel that connection with life, feel that we are a part of life, then that's the inspiration. So we breathe it in. So there's nothing that's needed outside of us. And he's saying that the great hypnotic trance that humanity is waking up from and needs to wake up from is that the soul is something that's separate from us that needs to be saved. And so religions came in and separated people, separated the consciousness, or created the illusion that we were separated from the field of life, the field of ether, the field of consciousness, the field of our soul that we all live in. So he's saying it's a pretty deep hypnotic trance, and to get conscious, we need to realize that we are the directors. We are the directors of the light of our soul. He's saying you live in a sea of light. Your soul is like a vast sea that's connected to infinity, and that we can draw on that, but we must draw on that and direct it. We have to direct the light. So this is what we started talking about last week, that we start directing the light through our chakras to pierce the veil of the chakras, and then through the path of the 10 bodies to pierce the veil. So he's saying, just imagine that you decide to form the light of your soul into like a sphere or something that you can use to pierce the veil with. And so you start to imagine that the light of your soul is something that's moldable, but you're the container for it. You're the director for it. So we contain it with our intentions, with our thoughts. And so to even form the light of our soul into different visual images, like a sword that cuts through, like I said, or a sphere that pierces. So with each thought, so first we have the soul, 1, 2, 3, and 4, the mind, negative, positive, neutral mind, which form a triangle. So he's saying that when we pierce each of our 10 bodies, we imagine like whenever we have a thought about something, negative, positive, neutral mind, if we're not using the light of our soul to pierce through the thoughts of the mind to get to the neutral mind so that our energy, our light can come into our physical body, what happens is, he said, just imagine that triangle, the negative, positive, neutral mind, the triangle that it creates, is like you're putting it in a dryer and it's just tumbling around. It's not going anywhere. But when you can pierce it with the light of the mind, the triangle becomes stable. And then you can start to add other triangles to it. And then it starts to spin like a mandala or like the Sri Yantra, if you've seen that, which is triangles, which represents the feminine, the Mata Shakti, the Adi Shakti, the Sri Yantra. So he's saying that's how you become. That's how you become the light of the Adi Shakti. The light, the beginning light, the middle light, the end light, till you are just flowing in infinity. The negative, positive, and neutral mind also represents the past, present, and the future. And when they're all connected, so if you imagine a triangle and there's like a neon light that connects all three, now the neon light is what connects us with the infinite, with the light of our souls. So with each of our bodies that we penetrate with the light of our souls, it lights up like a neon light. Then we can bring that light into our physical form, into our body. Then we can move towards our destiny once our body becomes lit. Then we light our arc line, our vision. We can align our vision, send the energy into our aura, our energy field, and connect it with our pranic body, which connects us with the ability to go beyond time and space and not be bound by time and space. Now we reach the radiant body. Then once we reach the radiant body, we are now locked into and connected with our destiny, which is infinite. So the focus is to penetrate, until we have radar, we're beaming and we're connecting with the radiance, the radiant light, which is our direction finder, which aligns us as a compass with our destiny. So now, once we're identified with our destiny, with the power of the infinite, now we can make whatever we need to make happen to bring the light of the infinite onto the planet, which is what penetrates the darkness of the Kali Yuga, which is what we're in right now, where it's difficult to remember who we are, that we are these infinite beings. And our soul is not bound by time and space. But until we can get to the ninth body, the subtle body, the meditative mind, until we can meditate and have a meditative mind and anchor our negative, positive, neutral mind with the meditative mind, again, we're going to be constantly tumbled around by everything that comes at us from from life, every situation that we have thoughts about that we're unresolved about. So our destiny takes us beyond the tumbling, the tumbler of the mind, into the to the higher plane. And we've talked about frequencies and being stabilized in the higher frequencies. So we're being stabilized, and at this time, we need to be stabilized all the way connected with the light of the central sun, because that's what's being beamed onto us, into us, and through us. So we need to be stabilized at these higher frequencies, so we're not at the effect of the chaos, which is basically being churned up at this time. So the chaos of the Kali Yuga is being churned up at this time. So it's like I'm being shown the image of like an old-fashioned butter churner, if anybody's seen one of those old-fashioned wooden butter churners, where the butter, the milk is just turned and turned or churned until it turns into butter. So literally what's happening is that we're being churned, and so that we can be turned into butter and turned into ghee and turned into that pure essence, that ojas state, so it can rise up our spine and penetrate the mind, penetrate the brain, so our amrita can flow into our bodies and we can feel that purity, that joy. We can feel our destiny. We can literally taste the amrita of our destiny, as we talked about this last week. As we touch the tip of our tongue to the roof of our mouth, to the center palate, you'll stimulate the amrita in the pineal gland as you breathe that in. So you're breathing in the light of your soul and using it, directing it to penetrate the dross, the density of the Kali Yuga. Because the earth plane is the land of shadows. It is the shadow plane. The physical body itself, physical matter, is a shadow. We need light and dark. We need the day and the night. We need the shadow form so that we can hold the light of the soul. If there was no shadow, if there was no density, we couldn't have any experiences of our soul. So the beauty is that we're a soul experiencing, but that's where we want to be. We want to remember that that's our opportunity in every moment, to be a soul experiencing the light, and that we're forming the light into beautiful energies, beautiful images, and light, energies and images and frequencies and feelings that can allow other energies, other people to also be up level to this level, so they can also experience the light. And then that creates expansion. And there's limitless, endless expansion in the universe. And that's the joy. It's like a ride on a carnival. Like when you were young, and maybe you still do, think about what rides you liked on a carnival, and people like these. I know here in San Diego, there's a park where they have a very famous ride that goes up and down, and I'm trying to think what they call it, but they anyway, it's people scream and everything. But why do people get on that ride where they're up at a tall height, and then they drop down, and then they go way up? You know, why do people want to ride rides like that? Because it's very thrilling. It's like an expansion. So people that are looking for that feeling of expansion. And when we can really pull the light of our soul into our experience, the infinite is the greatest ride in the universe. It is the expanding mind of the divine, the expanding mind of the God, the expanding mind of the Adi Shakti. So the Adi Shakti, the primal power, is the connection with the expanding mind of the divine, the expanding mind of God. So that is what the Adi Shakti is. It's beyond time. It's the beginning. The Adi is the beginning, and it's also the end, but there is no end because it comes back around. It's like a Ferris wheel, and it just goes around, and it takes us up higher. Then we get a bird's eye view. We get to see what the universe looks like from this dimension and this view, and what does it look like, and what does it feel like when the mandalas are all expanding and are all moving in and out at a more and more accelerated pace. So this is what we're penetrating with the light of our souls. We're penetrating the darkness of the Kali Yuga. Out of the four yugas, we've got the Kali Yuga, when the truth is only at one force, the dark age, the age of steel, or the machine age. So at this time, we're penetrating the darkness of the Kali Yuga, so we can move into the identity with the divine, which means that I am, I am. So as you have different thoughts, remember, whatever thought that you might have, you can also add to the thought about different situations. You can add, I am, I am, to your thoughts. I had kind of an interesting experience this week, and I got an email from someone that I know, a friend. We won't release any names to protect the innocent. And it was a rambling email about basically some reactions to a certain situation, and I could identify with it. I could, because somebody else had written it to me rather than I had written an email like that to somebody else. Of course, I see myself and the other person. I am the other person, one of the sutras for the Aquarian Age, so I identified with it as well. Look at how this person's mind works, how they interpreted certain experiences. And, you know, I do the same thing in different ways. So how, and what was interesting about the experience was when I meditated on it and was trying to get clear how to respond, I saw the light of this person's soul. And the light of this person's soul was so bright and so brilliant and had so much love. I saw that if this person chose to focus on the light of their soul, that they would be blessing the whole world. They had enough love to bless the whole world. But if they chose to focus on, basically, I'm going to put some words on it, mind chatter, how their mind was choosing to interpret a certain situation, that looked like a pencil dot to me compared to what they had available to them. And I thought, isn't this interesting? You know, this is how, quote-unquote, you know, normal or many humans act. They think that what they think and their opinions and ideas and attitudes and reactions to different situations are where they put their energy, where they put their light, where they put their focus. They think it means something, or they put meanings on it. And yet, if we just focus on the light of our soul, we have vastness. We have so much vastness available to us. So it was actually very interesting for me. And I actually sent this person an email and mentioned something kind of like that. And it started bringing some relief and some flow to the situation, where before the situation was basically kind of stuck and stopped. So that was interesting. And how it relates to the astrology this week, this time period. We are in Virgo. We talked about this last week. We've got this blue moon coming up, which is the power of the mother to be illuminated, connecting with the power of the feeling, the power of the Shaktis, double, triple, intense dose. So the Virgo is the earth, mutable sign. And we've got Mars moved out of Libra, where it's been since the beginning of July. It's now in Scorpio. So Scorpio is that depth. How do we partner with something? How do we go deep? How do we move through the depths of the water, the depths of feeling? So we've moved from kind of the lightness of Leo, the fire expression, and the lightness of Libra. We have had a lot of Libra creativity and lightness into this depth, this penetrating the depths and the darkness and the deepness. So we've got more Virgo-Scorpio going on during this time period now. So with this blue moon, this full moon, So we're saying, how do we penetrate the shadow mind that's been over the depths, the brilliance of the divine feminine? And that's what I've been talking about, using the light of soul at this time to penetrate the hypnosis that we've all been under in the Kali Yuga, where we haven't been able to experience the divine feminine or the divine masculine, and we're reclaiming that, and we're bringing that into our direct experience of union with life, with the mother, with each other, as a support team, and everything that that means. So this is what we're really working with during this time period. We're working with connecting with our destiny in a directed way that we have control over. We're working with stabilizing that triangle and building the negative, positive, neutral mind triangle into a beautiful mandala that supports us. And we're moving into that experience of being the Waman, the exalted mind, male and female. So those are some of the basic frequencies that we're working with at this time. And the mantra we started working with last week was Ung Sung Waheguru. And so what we're getting for homework and direction this week is to pay attention to what our intentions are, and when we have an intention, to call upon Guru Ram Dass to connect the light of our soul. You know, so it can be, you know, good wahe wahe, Guru Ram Dass, hail hail Guru Ram Dass, heal us and heal the world, and then put the intention out. And our intention for the week that we're putting out is to bring beautiful Lucia back to the United States from South America. So we say, hail, hail, Guru Ram Dass, heal us and heal the world, and fill that light with the intention going out. So any intentions that you're working with this week, you can use the light of Guru Ram Dass and learn to penetrate, use the direction, be the director, and be clear about what direction that you're working with and how you're directing the light of your soul through your intentions, through your 10 bodies, through your chakras, to connect with your radiant body, remembering that when the light of your soul, directed by you, connects, goes through your 10 body, and connects with your radiant body, you are now connected with your destiny, and you are led by your destiny and stabilized by your destiny, and you have a lot less fluctuations to wander through. So that's the power and the purpose and the beautiful direction for this week. So we're working with Ung Sung Waheguru, which means that I am part of the ecstasy. I am the ecstasy. Guru Angad, limb or part of the divine. Ung Sung Waheguru.
Thank you. Wow.
Flow down through your body, rejuvenating you, energizing you. Feel the river, feel the flow of life, the flow of light, the flow of the light of your own soul coming into your body. And letting that go. Beautiful. Beautiful. Good. Thank you, everyone. I feel the meditation still happening. So, if anybody would like to make a comment, they can. Otherwise, I'll just let you stay in this meditative space. To share something, you can, but I'm feeling the meditation still going on. So if you want, you can just stay in the meditation and just continue it. Know that we're all together. Beautiful. Okay, so inhale and exhale, and you can just keep floating in the space then. We will be connecting soon. Thank you, everybody. Had a lot of everybody's muted, so thank you. We will connect soon. Why he did it? Satnam.